coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
I am in my element today, folks. This is the Armed American Radio Network, where we're talking about your right to keep and bear arms, which means to keep a gun on your person because it's your gun and you can carry it with you and use it if necessary in defense of your life. That includes concealed or open. Oh, here we go with that debate again, right? No, we're not going to go with that debate. We're just going to talk a little bit about it later today. Here on the broadcast, we've got a lot to talk about. But before I get started, folks, if you missed last week's Armed American Radio, you missed a good one. Uncle Ted Nugent was here, the Motor City Madman, the Nuge, and he just has a way of talking about your freedoms and your right to bear arms and says things the way that only he can say things. And I hear my producer, Sean, chuckling in the background, but it's very, very true. And he is like that off mic also.
Yes.
He's like that because it is his passion. I've met him and spoken to him on several occasions. And he is like that. It's not a show with Ted Nugent. It is deep in his genetic makeup. It's who he is. He deeply believes in the right to keep and bear arms, your freedoms and your rights. And it comes out whenever we talk. And it's really fun and it's an honor to have him on the airwaves. If you missed the show, head to armedamericanradio.com and pick it up. All 3 hours are there. It was our 100th broadcast. We're very proud of that. And our thanks out to Ted Nugent for coming on and debuting a new tune and giving us, you know, the world according to the Nuge. What can you say to someone who has pallets of ammunition delivered to their house? That's just, that's awesome. I don't know any other way to describe that. I'll have to try that someday. Something tells me, Sean, that might be a little expensive.
Yes, that is.
Pallet of ammunition isn't cheap.
Pretty sure it's a lot expensive. You know, I caught his new show on, Country Music Station.
On CMT.
Yeah, it was excellent. I enjoyed it, man. It was pretty good.
He's got his fingers in just about every pie.
Yeah, it does.
But he's fun to watch, and if you like me, have had the opportunity to talk with him, you know, in a casual setting that's not in front of a microphone and you get him away from, you know, the hordes of people that are following him around and you sit and talk with him. He is as passionate, if not more so, because there are things he can't say on the mic.
Yeah, there is.
Okay. So to actually sit and talk with him. But it's fun. And I say that because I really want you to go back and listen to the show. It was a great one. And it's Ted Nugent in all of his glory, talking about the things that, well, make him Ted Nugent. So go back and check it out. If you're interested in participating on today's show, and it's going to be another good one. It's tough to top the Nuge. I won't deny that. But it's going to be another good broadcast. We are going to be breaking some more information here on the BATF. Folks, let me tell you something. This is frightening stuff, what we're going to talk about with my guest today, David Kodria. This is scary stuff. This is the Obama administration's BATFE, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Expletives. I've replaced the word explosives because although there are tremendous people in the rank and file, agents at the ATF, I'll tell you what, there are some bad rogue apples at the BATFE, and they are giving that agency a very bad name. And we'll discuss that in detail with David Kodria later on in the show. David is responsible for breaking the news. Now, if you follow gun issues and you don't know what we're talking about here, simply go to, I think you can go to any of the major networks' news websites today, in fact. I believe Fox News has it up. I know Drudge had it up. CNN, I think, is carrying on with this thing now, believe it or not. MSNBC, who knows what they're doing? I don't waste my time, nor should you. I guess a lot of people don't waste their time. I think Oberman had at his peak, he had less viewers than Fox had during their commercial breaks.
Believe it or not, to have someone worse than Oberman.
Tough to say.
The guy that's filling in his slot is pretty bad.
That's pretty bad stuff. Well, my point with this is that this story, this Project Gunwalker or Project Gunrunner, whatever you want to call it, that's breaking, and it's getting bigger every day, was the result of an awful lot of work of a friend of mine, David Kodria. But you won't know that, and you will never hear that from the mainstream media. They are taking this story for their own. And it was actually David Kodria that actually broke the story on American Trigger Sports. I do the American Trigger Sports Network with him, Sean, every Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
Okay, folks, by the way, that's a great program. You need to check it out. No matter where you're at, American Trigger Sports Network, ATSN.TV. And I do a segment on the show every Wednesday. The show airs 12 to 1 Pacific, 3 to 4 Eastern. I'm usually on about halfway through. I come on, I usually follow David. David Kodria does a really good segment, and he broke this ATF story on American Trigger Sports.
He sure did.
Yes, he did. He broke this story and was desperately trying to get the mainstream media, somebody, to listen to what he was talking about. And Senator Grassley, he was finally able to get through to Senator Grassley. Senator Grassley looked into what these guys had. The evidence was overwhelming. And now you're seeing ATF agents on CBS News and reading about it in the Los Angeles Times. And all of those networks contacted David. No, none of them gave him any credit. It's his deal. David's going to be on to talk about it and some more goings on. You know why? Because there's fun stuff about it. Here's the headline we're going to discuss, and this is what made me ask David to come on today. Obama says he didn't inform Mexico of U.S. gun smuggling operation because he didn't know about it. Oh. The bridge over the River Kwai is in Nebraska, too. Oh, guess who else stepped up to the microphone and said, I didn't know anything about that either?
Who?
Eric Holder.
Oh, wow. How he should know more than anybody.
Well, let's go out on a limb. We're live in Washington, D.C. right now, aren't we?
Yeah.
WRC 1260
mm-hmm.
AM. They're liars. I don't think I'm stretching it. I don't think it's too much of a stretch. But if you really, truly believe that the head of the Justice Department, the Attorney General, and the President of the United States didn't have a little discussion about this, well, there's not a lot I can do for you. But I'll tell you what. Let's just assume that that's true. You want to talk about scary, ladies and gentlemen?
That is scary.
You want to talk about it? Let's talk about scary. That the BATFE is so rogue that they are working behind the scenes as part of the Justice Department without any knowledge of the Justice Department, letting thousands of weapons move across the Mexican border in an attempt on their own, mind you.
Going back and forth across the border.
One of those weapons was found at the murder scene of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. This is serious business that we're talking about. And it cannot be discussed enough, quite frankly. Yeah, you can hear CBS News. And they actually did a pretty good job. I got to give them some credit there. They actually, you know, they took the story and did a pretty good job with it. It was okay. You know, Sean, what can I say? He didn't know.
I was speechless. Come on. When I heard about this story, I was absolutely speechless.
Well, it's getting worse and worse every day. And what's important, folks, is the individual who actually broke the story. Not what the media is telling you. But the individual who actually broke the story is going to be here, David. He's been here before. You've heard him talk about it, but it's getting deeper, and we're going to give him more time to discuss this. David will be here later. Obama didn't know. Holder didn't know. He knew those guys at the polling booth were carrying sticks, didn't he?
No.
No?
Well, according to him, I don't know how he missed it.
I saw it on the news. I'm assuming that he has a TV somewhere in his house.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know. He just didn't see it.
But he didn't know anything about the ATF. And what worries me about this, folks, is the fact that this, mark my word, I hope I am wrong about this. I hope I'm wrong. I don't think I'm going to be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. And that is the gun dealers who were saying to the ATF, wait a minute here. I'm not going to let this go on. You're telling me to break the law. No. And the ATF agents who went to their superiors in Washington and said, you know, this smells This isn't good. I'm afraid, and what really the fear that I have is that it's going to all go back, and the ATF is going to lay blame on the dealers. That's the fear that I have, Sean. Anyway, we'll talk about that and a host of other things here on the Armed American Radio Network when we come back after these messages. I'm Mark Walters. Don't go away.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Extreme Shock, the leaders in innovative lethal bullet technology, introduces the new 38 Snubby, a 55-grain bullet traveling at an impressive 1,350 feet per second from a snub-nose revolver, a lightweight, low-recoil round designed to give massive fragmentation inside of soft tissue without the stinging recoil of standard hollow-point ammo. Great for seniors or ladies where recoil could be a problem. Extreme Shock 38 Snubby. Put the sting on the other end. Check out the high-speed video at ExtremeShockUSA.net. The return of a classic. It's been over 20 years since we introduced the Para P1445. Now, as we celebrate 100 years of the 1911 design, you asked us to bring it back and we listened. Introducing the original high-capacity 45 ACP 1911, the Para P1445. We've also added a fiber optic front sight to the P1445, giving you 14-round capacity with the best 3-dot sight system in the world. For more information and to see this legendary pistol, visit para-usa.com. That's para-usa.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, I'm retired Navy SEAL Larry Yatch. Do you have a son or daughter in college or heading to college? College students face a 1 in 4 chance of being assaulted, yet the majority of colleges do not allow firearms on campus. Sealed Mindset's 15 Seconds to Safety online program will arm your children with the knowledge to identify problems and the actions necessary to stay safe. Protect your loved ones now at www.sealedmindset.com. That's www.sealedmindset.com.
Does the weight of your concealed handgun push down on your belt, causing your belt to droop and your pants to sag? We have the answer. The CCW Comfort Sling supports the weight of your handgun and holster over your shoulder, completely eliminating the weight off your belt, making concealed carry much more comfortable. The CCW Comfort Sling makes any handgun virtually weightless in the holster. Turn your concealed carry weapon into a concealed comfort weapon. Visit CCWComfortSling.com. That's CCWComfortSling.com.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back.
I think I may have just found the bonehead of the week, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I had not made a decision yet on the bonehead of the week. There were a number of candidates, but I'm looking over this story we went into the break with about the BATFE and Obama not knowing anything about it. Listen to this. Obama, I guess he was talking to Univision, Jorge Ramos, that President Felipe Calderon wasn't informed of the operation because he, the President of the United States, wasn't informed either. And I, apparently when he asked Obama, what did Ted call him? Obamaha?
Yeah.
Obamaha. I guess when Obamaha or Obama was asked whether he knew of the weapons smuggling plan, Obama responded that, quote unquote, I quote, this is a quote from your president, ladies and gentlemen, you pulled the lever. Some of you did. I know you did.
Not me.
Not me either, but he wouldn't be here if some of you didn't. Here was his response. It's a pretty big government with a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, you're supposed to be ahead of it.
Are you kidding me? That's the first I saw this. When asked whether he knew of the weapons smuggling plan, Obama responded that, quote, it's a pretty big government with a lot of moving parts. I can't think of anything that would qualify more for the Bonehead of the Week award than that right now live on national radio. I can't. If you have any other thoughts or anything that you want to bring to the table with a Bonehead of the Week, and there are a number of suggestions this week. I appreciate all of them. Please reach out to us live on the radio right now, 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566, or mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. or twitter.com/AARMark. And let me know. I would love to get your comments on that, folks. Your president told a Mexican reporter that, well, it's a pretty big government. There's a lot of moving parts, a lot of things I don't know. Is that the way we're supposed to read into that?
They should have just said it wasn't none of their business. I've been done with it.
Two of those weapons. Let me educate you there, Mr. Obama. Two of those weapons you know nothing about were found at the murder scene of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. Did you know there was a murder? It's a pretty big government, lots of employees. A lot bigger and a lot more employees since you stepped into the helm, too. Maybe that's part of the problem. Anyway, that's an amazing story. Florida pops back up again. And I had a lot of emails this week. Man, you got to talk to that beauty queen down in Tierra Verde, down there in South St. Pete. You got to talk to her. She killed that home invader. What a great story. Mm. Well, listen, I'm all about dead home invaders. I don't have a problem with that at all. But there's something about this story. Again, we will discuss this later on in the program. But to those of you who wrote in, thank you for writing in. Keep writing in. We appreciate it very much. But the story is about the pistol-packing beauty queen who now looks to cash in. The body's cold. Now she's taking photographs of herself in lingerie with a pink handgun trying to sell it. Ew. Something's wrong with that. Sean.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the show today. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you very much.
Want to hear some fun news?
Yes. So far, you've given a lot so far. So.
Well, not really. That BATF thing is a very difficult story, because there's so much to it. And my fear with this is that, as anything else with government, as this continues to fester and as time goes by, it becomes conspiratorial in nature. Right? It becomes one of these, well, maybe Obama really didn't know anything about it, and you don't know what to believe, and then you sit there and common sense begins to take over, because you know the truth, folks. Common sense. You know your gut feeling. Do you honestly believe? Listen, let me make this point. Again, we'll talk about this with David Codrey in a few minutes, but check this out, folks. The BATF operation has a name. Did you know that? It has a name. So I question, where does the name come from? Because it was Operation Fast and Furious. Who named it? Is there an office at the BATF in Washington down in the corner? There's a little plaque on the door that says Operation Naming. Is that how they come up with this stuff?
Yes.
It is?
I think so.
There really is?
I think so. I don't know.
Nothing would shock me in this administration. We've got an opportunity here to add another couple of government employees to the payroll. We'll just call it, create the department. Call it naming an operation.
Yeah, he got more czars for nothing.
Yeah, naming operational name czars.
Oh, no, don't give it. Please don't tell him that. Because you know he's listening.
Yeah, well, he is listening. Yeah, he is listening. He's about in popcorn mode about right now. Phones are ringing. That's a good thing. But we have some good news out of Missoula, Montana, Helena, Montana. Bunch of stations up there picking up Armed American Radio. The stories keep getting better and better up in Montana because you become the fourth state or will become the fourth and then fifth state. These bills are clearing like crazy. A measure to allow people in cities to carry a concealed gun without a permit is moving through the Senate up there in Montana. So congratulations and hats off to you. You will no longer have to beg the federal government on your knees for the right to do what criminals do anyway and carry guns. Because you're a law-abiding citizen. And Texas, you know, you need to do the same thing. But that's beginning to steamroll across the United States. Missoula, Montana, good for you, Montana. That's a beautiful thing, all of you tuning into the Armed American Radio Network right now. Hats off to you, all of you, for your efforts up there. Continue to watch that. Republican, by the way, Creighton Kearns, it's House Bill 271, is what cleared your Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday. And it was amended to require completion of a training course to carry without a permit, which I have a problem with that, much to the chagrin of places like the St. Pete Times, who just love to parrot the anti-gun stuff. But good for you, Montana. Utah, you're right there also. Constitutional carry, you will join Arizona, Vermont. That's a beautiful thing. And Alaska.
I think
in
Texas.
Being able to, what about Texas?
I think Texas is going to do it.
I mean, you guys, Texas, you know, a great gun-loving state, but some really strange laws down there. You guys have got to get open carry passed first.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think, if I remember correctly, I could be wrong, but I think it is up on this session.
It may be. We'll have to look at the Texas laws going through. I wasn't concentrating on Texas today. There's some other stuff. I want to talk a little bit about Chuck Schumer. We're going to talk about him today. He always qualifies for a Bonehead of the Week award. Okay. Always qualifies. Chucky, the band, Schumer is up to his, you know, predictable antics again, lying about your right to keep and bear arms as if the Second Amendment doesn't exist. Shall not be infringed. To in Schumer means shall try to infringe as much as I possibly can. But here's a good one. Maybe he ought to concentrate on this because this story came out of New York this week. Did you hear about the New York newlywed? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, she was shot and killed while trying to save her husband's text messages. Did you hear about that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, maybe they ought to concentrate on New York. She was shot and killed. She wasn't shot and killed by a law-abiding citizen with a firearm. She was shot and killed by a criminal. Maybe you ought to think about that. Bloomberg, mayors against illegal guns. There's a gun and a criminal maybe you should have had locked up. Bet it wasn't his first offense. Bet it wasn't, but we'll find out more about that. We'll be right back on the Armed American Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
At a parent-teacher meeting, Julie worried aloud about her preschooler. "I see Monique on the playground, and she's, well, stubborn," Julie told the teacher. "She waits for others to invite her in, then she wants everything her way, or she pouts." A thought struck Julie. Her own behavior at work was just like Monique's. Julie was slow to initiate, slow to compromise, or share. When people's projects failed to go her way, she acted like, well, like her daughter on the playground. But she could change. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. From the playground to the office to the boardroom, the same essentials identify a team player. Openness, generosity, flexibility, and patience. Julie changed. Can you? It's the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
Here's great news and a free offer from the dermatologist who co-created Proactiv.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katie Rodan. Would you believe me if I told you I could make your acne disappear, leaving you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all of the promises out there, you're smart to be skeptical. So let me prove it to you. I'll send you a 60-day trial of Proactiv risk-free.
Call 1-800-962-2763 for your Proactiv risk-free trial.
Today's Proactiv works faster and is gentler than ever before. The secret is microcrystal medicine that penetrates pores while soothing spa-quality botanicals calm your skin. Proactiv heals your blemishes and prevents new breakouts from happening.
Call 1-800-962-2763 and claim your risk-free trial. And you don't even have to pay for shipping. It's free.
You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let me prove it to you.
Call 1-800-962-2763. That's 1-800-962-2763.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
So is the rest of America, Bill Bennett, at record-setting pace because this program is steamrolling across America. We are opening up pharmacies of freedom all over the fruited plains. Tampa, Florida, Sarasota, Reno, Nevada, three-hour dose. Gotta love that. San Antonio, Texas. Pascagoula, Mississippi joins the program next weekend. That's a lot of fun. Here's a story for you. Well, again, we'll talk about it later because we're going to go to David Codrey here in just a minute. Florida woman bites off co-worker's fingertip during fight. We should just ban fingers and teeth. Maybe Schumer wants to do that. We have a caller, Ken in Detroit. I think he has a bonehead suggestion. Ken in Detroit, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. Go ahead, my friend.
Well, I just wanted to comment that we shouldn't be surprised with what Barack Obama said that made him the bonehead of the week, because his entire presidency has been the actions of a bonehead. The problem is that everything he's doing is deliberate. I mean, reaching out to our enemies in the Middle East while kicking our allies in the rear end. When we look at Egypt and Libya and how he's handling that, the leaders of Libya and Egypt, as bad as they are, aren't as bad as what we're going to end up with. So it's just everything that the man has been doing has been the act of a bonehead.
Well, I couldn't agree more. Last week, Ted Nugent made the comment that they were boneheads of the hour. Do you remember that?
Unfortunately, I did miss that.
Well, you need to go back and listen to that. You can get it at armedamericanradio.com. Anybody else who might have missed it too. But I got to tell you, on the heels of his comments in the Arizona Daily Star, out in, or Tucson Daily Star, whatever it is, we'll just call it the Daily Star, out there in Tucson a few weeks ago, okay? When you hear comments like this, that he doesn't know what the ATF is doing, after he has made comments about common sense gun control legislation, now we really have to start paying attention. Because we all know where Eric Holder stands. We all know where he stands. We all know where Barack Obama stands. This is the old, go to the Get Smart thing, you know? The old never saw it coming, you know, the whatever trick it was. Remember this? This is what they're doing. They're playing games with you. Ken, I appreciate the call. But, yeah, he's well-deserving of the Bonehead of the Week. No question about it. We've got another call from Dan in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Dan, you wanted to comment as well on the Bonehead of the Week. Go ahead.
Oh, I do, Walter. Thank you guys for so much for what you're doing. Look, I feel that Obama and Holder, that the two of them, we have to have congressional hearings, we have to have congressional inquiry, congressional investigations. They need to be, both of them need to be put under oath. They need to give statements under oath that they knew nothing about it, and that the reason they knew nothing about it was because the government's so big, there's just got too many moving parts, and we got to go from there. We got to do this. This is BS. Obama is a traitor with a capital T.
You know,
and he's a lying sack of garbage.
You know, Dan, it's amazing to me that when you read a statement like this, I have said on this program many, many times over the last year and a half, you have got to step back, folks. You've got to step back. You've got to clear your head, shake it off, go. Just like you came out of a pool, for crying out loud. Shake it off, man. Step back and look down with a clear head.
And
what's,
you know,
happening
what's so
there?
Walter, do you remember when Obama was running and he made the statement that we need a civilian military as large as our...
Yes, and as well-funded, yes.
Well, as scary as that was, it chilled my bones to the core just hearing him say that. But then what made it even worse was that the crowd was cheering right after he said it, like they don't even have a brain. It was amazing. It took my breath away.
It was breathtaking. It's a good way to put it. Very well spoken. Dan, I appreciate the call very much. We're going to go to David Codry. I want you to listen to this segment with David very carefully. Listen to it very closely because this is the man who broke the story. Thanks much for the call. Couldn't agree more. Sean, scary stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to welcome David Codry, renowned blogger, pro Second Amendment activist, gun rights examiner, writer, the individual who broke this story that the mainstream media is now trying to take. Let's just go to Dave and let him say it. David Codry, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Mark, very nice to be back. Thank you. I do need to clarify. I have been working in tandem with another blogger named Mike Vanderbo of
Sipsey
Street.
Street
Irregulars. Right. And so... As you know, we're very sensitive to making sure that people don't get left out of this, and I would be very remiss to allow any credit for me when so much of this has been done, so much of the original stuff has been done by Mike, and of course the true people who actually broke the story were first the people who gave us the indications of things going on the cleanupatf.org website, and also then the brave figures who came forward and put their necks on the block and trusted us and allowed us to act on their behalf to bring the senators to talk with them so that this truth could then start to come out. And your previous caller was 100% correct when he said we need the hearings. The only way we're going to get to the bottom of this is through open hearings that are not whitewash jobs, where evidence is allowed to be introduced to the record, where documentation can be produced, and where people will think twice about lying under oath because somebody else with testimony may contradict them, and or they may find that a document shows that what they're telling is not the whole truth.
David, hats off to Mike as well. We need to get him on the program and talk about this, too, if that's possible in the near future, because we're not going to let this go. We're simply not going to let this go. We're going to continue to bring you on the program. We're going to continue to talk about this, and we're going to continue to give credit where it's due, and that's with you guys, CBS News and the Los Angeles Times and anybody else.
Well, we appreciate that, and I should say that, you know, CBS News has done – a fantastic job. I think
they did. They did. I gave him credit in the earlier segment.
Yeah, and Cheryl Atkinson grabbed this and really ran with it and came up with her own sources and came up with her own original reporting and came up with tapes and things that Mike and I did not know about, and took the platform that she started from and really elevated it to the next level. So my hat is off to everything that they have done at CBS News. I want them to continue to do it. And we were surprised. I'm sure you were surprised, and a lot of your listeners were surprised that this came out of CBS. Everybody,
I was shocked. I was absolutely shocked, and she did. I watched her report. Of course, you know, I had a little bit of inside information. It was common. You know, I was did American Trigger Sports with you, and I've watched this thing from the beginning, and I'm sitting here.
Yeah.
When I see this stuff, David, it really, truly does. It takes your breath away. The caller was right. It is breathtaking. So when I hear a comment from our president, it's a pretty big government with a lot of moving parts. How do you respond to something like this, knowing everything that you know about this literally from the beginning, that he and Holder are literally lying? They're lying. That's as simple as that. If you don't, I'll go that far. They're lying. There's no question that they know. And you hear him tell a reporter this with a straight face.
You know,
it's a pretty big government.
Yeah, it is such a far cry from Harry Truman saying the buck stops here, is it?
Oh, yeah. It's a great analogy.
Can you imagine our commander-in-chief accepting the excuse at a court-martial of a naval captain who negligently let his ship, you know, run aground, saying, well, you know, it's a pretty big ship. It has a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, I didn't know what they were doing at the helm. I was asleep. Yeah. It's a really big boat.
Yeah, you know, didn't you watch Kane Mutiny here? You know, I'm clicking my steel balls, and it was the mess boys in the strawberry.
I'm telling you, what's really frightening about this and where the lie, what this is the old mantra here that, you know, you tell a lie long enough, it becomes the truth. We've all heard that. Okay, yeah. Little kid in the cookie jar, I didn't do it, I didn't do it, I didn't do it, I didn't do it. It wasn't my hand. The criminal on Cops who's got, you know, all kinds of marijuana falling out of it. They're not my jeans.
Yeah.
These aren't my jeans. I'm not wearing them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is what they're doing, and it's time tested, especially with today's media. That's what makes it so scary. That's what makes it so scary. So hats off to CBS. I did give them credit in the last segment. When we come back, we'll talk about it further with David Kodria right after these messages. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now. With inflation already rising, it's time to protect your hard-earned money. Call Desert Gold Exchange today, your local gold and silver experts. Family-owned with an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, DGE has better service and pricing than the other dealers. Why pay more for the same gold? Call DGE at 602-787-5950. Be amazed. You can save up to 20% on your investment. Call 602-787-5950, 602-787-5950, or visit dgegold.com.
Introducing Emerson Knives, American-made, American-owned, down to the last screw. Emerson Knives is the only knife company owned by one of the world's leading authorities on hand-to-hand combat, Ernest Emerson. From the windswept plains of Afghanistan and the back alleys of Baghdad to the halls of the Pentagon, Emerson Knives are on patrol and protecting those who willfully go into harm's way. For the world's leading tactical blades, visit Emerson Knives at EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-8961 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-8961. That's 1-800-607-8961. Again, 1-800-607-8961.
Here's great news and a free offer from the dermatologist who co-created Proactiv.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katie Rodan. Would you believe me if I told you I could make your acne disappear, leaving you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all of the promises out there, you're smart to be skeptical. So let me prove it to you. I'll send you a 60-day trial of Proactiv risk-free.
Call 1-800-962-2763 for your Proactiv risk-free trial.
Today's Proactiv works faster and is gentler than ever before. The secret is microcrystal medicine that penetrates pores while soothing spa-quality botanicals calm your skin. Proactiv heals your blemishes and prevents new breakouts from happening.
Call 1-800-962-2763 and claim your risk-free trial. And you don't even have to pay for shipping. It's free.
You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let me prove it to you.
Call 1-800-962-2763. That's 1-800-962-2763.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
Letting guns walk is not something that is acceptable. Guns are different than drugs or money when we are trying to follow their trail. This is not acceptable. That was Eric Holder. And he was talking to attorneys and ATF agents when he said that. That's unbelievable. Hold on to that thought, ladies and gentlemen. A couple business items to get out of the way before we go back to David. Number one, Larry Yatch, Sealed Mindset, retired Navy SEAL. Great guy. You've heard him on the show. He's a fan favorite. The firearms training classes being held in the Atlanta area have been moved to the weekend of June 17th, 18th, and 19th from the first weekend, April, due to a scheduling conflict. Please check out armedamericanradio.com. If you would like to take one of those courses, you will not have a better opportunity to hang out with Larry. I'll be there. It'll be a lot of fun. Basic defensive handgun on Saturday and carbine class on Sunday, the 18th of June or the 19th of June. Be there. Check out armedamericanradio.com. All of the information is up there for you to sign up. Also, later in the show today, trainer extraordinaire, good friend of mine and regular contributor to the show, Rob Pincus. Rob is an expert trainer, television host of SWAT TV and Best Defense on the Outdoor Channel. He will be here later on to tell us about his training sessions that he just recently returned back from Europe. He was all over the world. So we'll hear from Rob and talk about some of his DVD offers that he's giving to Armed American Radio listeners on behalf of he and Personal Defense Network. Great stuff. Also, Chris Ewan from Bullseye Tactical in California will be here later in the show, and he's got a lot to tell you. Remember that old saying, so goes California, so goes the nation? You need to hear how so goes California and then tie it into Chuck the Ban Schumer. Okay, David Kodria, back on this ATF deal. Welcome back, my friend.
Okay, good to be back.
David, scary stuff. I would like to start from the beginning. We have new listeners all over the country. I'm going to ask you a couple times today to kind of go back and give us, you know, a little bit of a whitewash over here and tell us what exactly is happening here and what you see going forward as this continues, this story continues to break.
Sure. Well, this originally came to our attention, this gunwalking aspect, in late December of 2010. Of course, Mike Vanderbo and I both have been following the so-called dissident agents on the cleanupatf.org website for some time. And to my way of thinking, the fact that you have federal agents, federal law enforcement agents, complaining about waste, abuse, corruption, and fraud at a major agency is of itself enough of a reason for the newspapers to be reporting on it and for Congress to be conducting investigations. And this is something that we've been trying to get done for 2 years. Had this been done, Gunwalker would have never happened. Okay, but we started hearing allegations on this website that ATF management was purposely allowing guns to walk across the Mexican border, meaning as part of some law enforcement interdiction operation, they were allowing the guns, they were monitoring as the guns were bought and then taken across the border to be distributed to the cartels. And the reason that was given back then, and this is what we were reporting on in early January, the allegations were that it was to pad statistics so that these guns would be found at crime scenes and then they could be traced back to American gun shops. Well, why would somebody want to do that? There's really only one reason. That's so you can say, see, American gun shops are a continuing source for Mexican drug violence, just like we've been telling you. When we first floated the lie that 90% of the cartel guns were coming from American gun shops and gun shows, and that lie didn't hold true when people started to analyze it. And it actually goes back to Eric Holder floating the premature trial balloon that they thought that a new, quote-unquote, assault weapons ban was needed. Well, as we continued to follow the story, we came across allegations that the Mexican government had been intentionally left out of the loop, that the attaché down in Mexico had protested this and been overruled by sources high up in the Justice Department, and that some of the weapons that were being monitored that had walked across were found at the murder scene of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. Well, because Mike and I were actually pretty unlikely characters, if you think about it, for ATF insiders to come forward and contact, because neither of us have been particularly kind over the years to ATF in terms of our writing about it and in views of what we think of the ATF in relation to the Second Amendment and things like that. But because we were the only ones out there that were supporting the agents' calls for hearings, for the government to get involved, for the media to get involved, and we were really the only ones out there, I don't know if championing it is the right word, but I can't come up with a better one right now. They got a hold of us, and we decided at that point that, you know what, this is not safe. We have to make sure that anybody who wants to come forward is afforded whistleblower protection. And even though I will go to jail before I ever reveal a source, the safest route is for the Senate or the House to contact the agents and to, basically ask them a question that they cannot now deny answering.
Have you been contacted by the federal government yet?
Not by anybody official, no. And we've tried, as a matter of fact, you know, we've tried desperately to get the federal government to contact us. We continually write to them and challenge them. And of course, when the Obama administration announced they were going to have this gun summit, this is the one that NRA decided it was not in their interest to attend. Some other groups tried to step forward, like I contacted Alan Gottlieb over at Second Amendment Foundation and said, it's not a monolith, the Second Amendment advocacy. You know, why don't you guys try for it? And he did. And I decided, too. I said, hey, you know what? Why don't you guys go to the people who broke this story? Why don't you talk to me and Mike? Invite us to this summit. And, of course, nobody did.
That's not surprising.
Yeah, of course not, you know, because they don't want that, coming out. But the bottom line is, every step of the way, Mark, was pulling teeth, okay, to get the media to notice and acknowledge this. And again, remember, we're starting with Gunwalker in late December.
the CBS News story didn't come out until February 23rd.
Right.
And in the interim, here's what had happened. As a matter of fact, we first got contacted by CBS back in February 16th. Okay, their producer contacted Mike and me, and both of us talked to the reporter, did many follow-up calls and emails and things like that. Their first report came across on February 23rd, and by that time, we'd already reported that ATF management had allowed guns to walk across to Mexico, that guns were found at the Brian Terry murder scene, that the Mexican government was purposely not informed. The new CBS report now has ATF attaché Darren Gill, and he's implicating Lanny Brewer. I first wrote about that on February 5th. You know, that Lanny Brewer at Maine Justice was involved in the decision. This is a guy who's a direct report of Eric Holder. So if we're writing about this in early February, how likely is it, do you think, that Eric Holder at that point was not informed on what was going on, if he didn't already know?
Wait a minute, David. He says he didn't know.
Yeah, that's true. That's what he says.
He says he doesn't know anything about this, a named operation. He doesn't know anything about it, and of course, he didn't discuss it with the president because he didn't know.
Let's pick that up when we come back.
Oh, we're going to pick it up when we come back, and we'll have a whole bunch of new listeners picking it up with us when we come back, too. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. That was David Kodria. And when we come back, we will continue our discussion on the Project Gunwalker ATF fiasco over there. Cover-up, quite frankly, is what it is. Carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. I'm Mark Walters, and we will be right back after these messages. Don't go away.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Lisa, this is Georgia. Do you know of any good Christian computer games I can buy Molly for Christmas?
Yes, my Jimmy just loves his Charlie Church Mouse computer game with animated Bible stories. He's having a blast learning about sizes, shapes, colors, math, spelling, and more. It's great for kids ages 2 through 8. Go to inspiredgames.com and use their store locator.
Did you say inspiredgames.com?
Yes, Charlie Church Mouse is at inspiredgames.com.
LB games are available at participating Walmart stores. Available at Family, Lifeway, Mardell, and Berean Christian stores, too.
Good, clean, fun.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same. Debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.